Welcome. It's 3 o'clock on the 21st day of October 2025. This is a meeting of the Uinta County Board of Commission. We are meeting in the commission chambers in Vernal, Utah. Our first order of business today will be Sherry Bolton with the prayer, followed by Julie Joy Huntley with the pledge. Yes, you must use the microphone, ma'am.
Please.
Thank you. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Will you turn that mic on?
Taking over?
No.
Wake up.
Thank you. Much better.
Mike. Oh, wait a minute. We better have approval of the minutes, too. October 4th and October 15th.
14th?
14th and 15th.
I would make a motion that we approve the minutes as presented.
Motion? Do I have a comment? Concerns? Anything?
None.
Go for a vote?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, thank you.
Is your microphone on, Commission?
Yep. Mine is.
Mine's on.
Now it is. Okay.
You want me to talk into it, huh? All right. Approval of the warrants, Mr. Wilkin.
Commissioners, I have warrants from October 16th in the amount of $643,711.80. There was a couple out of the ordinary that wasn't normally not there. We have purchased two vehicles from Larry H. Miller Chevrolet for $92,223.75. One was for the county motor pool and the other for the sheriff. And the other one is we had some pass-through of revitalization funds from Lucky Acres from UBRF. In a basin revitalization fund to the UBAG on the Lucky Acres for $86,363.25.
Okay. Have any questions, comments, or concerns? For motion?
I'll make a motion that we approve the list of warrants as presented by Mike Wilkins.
Call for a vote?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Next matters. We have one from the assessor's office.
Commissioners, I have two tax matters today. The first tax matter is an adjustment to property taxes in the amount of $817.11 for the 2025 tax year earned serial number 457-4 to the property owners of record, Kenneth Joe and Diana Batty. The reason for this adjustment is the property was owned by Utah Department of Transportation, which was an exempt entity, and it was purchased by Kenneth Joe and Diane Batty on February 7th of 2025. So we will be moving that. Serial number 457-4 is being moved from Tax District 50 to Tax District 2.
Okay.
And then the next one is Uinta County Assessor requests County Commissioners to add escaped property taxes on serial number 969-5 for tax year 2021 in the amount of $62.03, for tax year 2022 in the amount of $101.72, for tax year 2023 in the amount of $87.60, and for tax year 2024 in the amount of $82.92. Total tax is $334.27 to the property owners of record, which is Wild Horse Energy Partners, LLC. And the reason for the escape property taxes is the subject property is owned by Wild Horse Energy Partners, LLC, and Utah State Tax Commission reported to the assessor's office that they were not assessing the land, just the production. So I had to go through and go back on escape taxes. So that will be moved from Tax District 401 to Tax District 1. That's it.
Okay. Questions, comments, concerns?
Have none.
Call for a motion.
I'll make a motion that we approve these tax matters on these abatements as presented.
Call for a vote.
Aye.
An adjustment and an escape instead of abatements, she said.
Adjustment, okay. Escape
and adjustment. As presented.
Okay, I'll do that over. I make a motion that we approve these tax matters, escape and adjustment, as presented.
Okay, call for a vote.
Aye.
Aye. All right, thank you. Next on the hit list is the USL Memorandum Agreement for 2026 Overdrive. Karen?
Thank you. This is a memorandum of agreement between the Utah State Library and the Uinta County Library for participation in the Beehive Library Consortium, which provides digital books, audiobooks, and magazines through Overdrive. The financial details. So Uinta County's library contribution is $11,808.94. That amount is calculated by the total consortium circulation divided by what Uinta County circulated. So total circulation is, where is it? I apologize. So our circulation is 108,547 items. The total circulation is 7,034,987 items. Our circulation divided by total comes out to 1.54%, times that by the total consortium budget, which brings us to our $11,808.94. The effective period is January 1st to December 31st. The deadline for approval is October 31st of 2025. Termination, either party can terminate within 60 days of written notice, and the invoicing, Overdrive will invoice the library directly, not the state. What we're getting out of this is access to shared digital content collection for all our patrons, magazine subscriptions, which are covered by the USL, platform maintenance and fees covered by the USL, training and technical support from USL, and MARC records for library catalog integration. Our library responsibilities is our contribution, maintain patron authentication systems, which we already have in place, provide first line support for our patrons, follow consortium purchasing guidelines, and train purchasing agents annually. This agreement represents a good value for our patrons. It provides access to an extensive digital content. Cost is proportional to our usage. The state library covers platform fees and administrative costs, and there's no change from our current operations. I am requesting your approval to enter into this agreement for these services.
Any questions or comments?
I would make a motion that we approve the USL Memorandum of Agreement for 2026 overdrive and authorize the Uinta County Library Director to sign the contract.
Thank you.
And my office did review that.
Yes. Yes, thank you.
Anyhow, call for a vote.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Thanks, Karen. Okay, call for a motion. Oh. Recess for board.
Can I do that?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I make a motion that we recess into Board of Equalization.
Vote. Aye.
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 Okay, sir.
Commissioners, we finally heard from our hearing officer, so I will present them. The first three that I want to present, commissioners, are recommendations for dismissal, because they did not provide any documentation with their appeals. So appeal number 2025-28 on serial number 05020101. Appeal number 2025-29, serial number 05012-0203. And appeal number 2025-30, serial number 05012-0209. Those three appeals did not provide any documentation, so the hearing officer recommended those be dismissed. Then the next appeals, commissioners, it kind of, our system put them all on the same equalization report as was presented last week, so I need to pull them out to identify those. So with that one, we have appeal number 2025-27, serial number 04113-0235. The hearing officer upheld the county's value on that one. Appeal number 02251-31-05041-0105. Hearing officer upheld the county's value on that property. 2025's appeal number 32-05041-0106. The hearing officer upheld that county value on that one.
Can you say that serial number again? I think you had one extra digit in there.
05041-0106.
Okay. All right, I did.
Okay. 2025 appeal number 34-05041-0107. Again, the hearing officer upheld the county value on that one. Appeal number 2025-33, serial number 05-041-0108. Hearing officer upheld the value on that property. The next one is 2025-30-35, serial number 05078-0023. Hearing officer upheld the county's value on that one. Next one is 2025, appeal number 36-05078-0050. Hearing officer upheld the county value on that parcel. And 2025, appeal number 38-05110-0040. And the hearing officer upheld that value. So the assessor's office, in my opinion, had their ducks in a row and was able to present evidence enough to support their value. And now the last few have the opportunity to appeal to the state. The first three do not, because they did not provide in this. That's why we need to make sure that your motion is that they were dismissed, and the others that uphold to approve the hearing officer's recommendations.
Okay, I apologize, but I didn't hear the middle number on the last one. It was
05-110-110.
Okay.
0040.
Thank you. Okay.
Hope you wrote faster than I did. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Call for a motion.
Yeah, this is fun. Okay, I would make a motion that we approve those as presented by Clerk Auditor Mike Wilkins, as presented.
As upheld.
Well, as presented.
As presented, which will be, three will be dismissed, and the other three was upheld.
And the other ones are upheld.
I'm good with that.
Okay.
And I will call for a vote.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. And then we'll adjourn the Board of Equalization Appeals, go back to our regular commission meeting. Do we have any public comment today? That being said,
the only comment I want to make, commissioners, is ballots have been mailed. If you were in a proper district, in a district that had an election, you should have received your ballots by now. And what we really want to press into the voters' heads this time is that ballots must be in hand on election day in order to be counted. Postmark date is no longer accepted.
Correct. They must be in the county.
In the county clerk's hand.
In his hand.
Let's rephrase. Not in my hand, but in our offices.
In the box, in the hand.
I see Ty taking that the wrong way.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Nothing else?
I move we adjourn.
We are adjourned.
How did you learn how to do that?
Just wanted to...